This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, friends, family, and community members came together last week to help Derek and Chelsea Dunkirk celebrate their new pig barn near Farmersville. Plans for the new building began over a year ago, and what was once bare ground now stands a 4,800-head wean-to-finish pig barn. Nick Anderson with the Illinois Livestock Development Group said that approximately 700,000 pork chops, 10 million slices of bacon, and 20,000 hams will be produced in the building annually. I caught up with Derek Dunkirk at the open house, and he said there were several steps to get them to this point, and he's excited to have a new building.
Well, I started working on planning on the operation probably about a year and a half ago, so going in and looking at maybe available water, and setback requirements for where the barn needed to be placed, you know, in comparison to neighbors or the other town. So started on that about a year and a half ago. Once we moved through the approval process and got a permit, we started building, doing dirt work in about October of 17. So now today here about the 1st of April of 18, we're pretty much ready for pigs.
That's so exciting. Pigs are not new to your family. This is a new location, but you've been working with pigs all your life.
Right, that's correct. I'm a fourth generation pig farmer, so we've been doing it for a while now. This is the third building that I've built that's a wean to finish style contract building. So not a new process for us, just a new location.
And everything in this building is brand new. So you're working with new walls, new equipment. You know, you started from zero, basically.
Right, yep, everything's new. The concrete, the gates, the feeders, all the systems that control the whole barn. And this is just a little bigger building than we've built in the past. But most of it's kind of improvements on what I've done in the past to buildings. A lot of it's similar, but there's some small tweaks here and there that we've learned over the years.
When we talk about a wean-to-finish pig barn, for those in the hog industry or those in farming, they understand what that means. For others who don't, explain what that means for raising the pigs.
Right, sure. So the way we operate is we get a pig that's about 12 pounds, and we call that a wean pig. It's roughly 21 days old. It'll come in the barn. We'll fill the whole barn at one time. And then once that pig reaches about 280 pounds, which is about 5.5 months, we will ship all the pigs out to market. We'll wash this barn down, disinfect it, and we'll start all over again.
I also had a chance to visit with the company who built the new barn. Jonathan Ruzich of Longhorn Cattle and Swine Confinements talked about the details of the building and how farmers can start the building process. Jonathan, this is a huge building. Is this big compared to others that you build, or is it average?
This is about average size. We build them all from various lengths and sizes. This is about average. We built them up to almost 1,200 feet long and as short as 80 feet. So there's everything in between.
The whole range.
Yes.
Do you work mostly in Illinois or you travel to other states?
I would say the bulk of our work is in Illinois and across into Missouri. We do branch into some other states, the tri-state area, maybe Iowa once in a while, or Indiana or Michigan, something if it happens to take us there. But the bulk of our work is local.
And what I should have asked before I asked that question, where are you based? Where are you located?
We're out of Pittsfield, Illinois.
The business, is it a family business? Tell us a little bit about the background.
It kind of is. Jack Kirk founded the business. He started building hog confinements back in 74. I'm not exactly sure what year it morphed into Longhorn Cattle and Swine, but we've been around building buildings for over 40 years now, and Jack has been and his family have taken care of it, and as he grows older and starts to look to retire, some of us younger guys are looking to move in and keep it basically as a family business.
That's great. Just for those people that aren't familiar, and myself being one of them, when a farmer comes to you and says, I want to put up a pig barn like this, what are the steps, what's the process, and how long does it take?
It can take anywhere from a minimum of 6 months to, a year and a half or 2 years. It's basically we do an exploring process where we find out what the farmer needs. Every farm is different, and what everybody needs and wants in their operation is a little different. And we try to tailor every building specifically to what that need would be for the farmer's operation. Because ultimately, the goal is for them to make a living and to not have to fight things as they work the barn.
Sure. As far as what's in the building, what all do you have a part in? I mean, we've got everything from the slatted floor to we've got pipes for water and feed. How much do you play a role in?
We do everything from pouring the concrete to putting the last nail in when we hang the door and walk out of the barn. So we're involved in every part of the process.
If a farmer would like to get more information, either put up a hog building or cattle building, what's the best way to contact you guys?
You can call our office in Pittsfield at 217-285-6379. We're also on the web at www.longhornconfinements.com.
Jonathan Ruzich of Longhorn Cattle and Swine Confinements and Derek Dunkirk, owner of the new pig barn east of Farmersville. And we'll be back with more ag news following these messages. Well, a national coalition of farmers and agriculture networks known as the Ag Defense Alliance launched a new website providing resources and information about its case against California's unjustified Prop 65 listing of glyphosate. Chandler Gould is the chief executive of the National Association of Wheat Growers. He's listed as the lead plaintiff in the case against California. He says the new site will be used to communicate the importance of glyphosate as a tool for farmers. According to Gould, glyphosate is a safe-to-use and effective crop protectant used by growers to provide an abundant, safe, and affordable food supply. The Fix Prop 65 website provides background information on the case, research, farmer testimonials, as well as information about how farmers use glyphosate. It also provides information about what the scientific community has to say about the herbicide. A California district court issued an injunction against the listing until it issues a final ruling on the matter. A report says drought has begun to tighten its grip on a large area of the southwestern U.S. Farmers, ranchers, and water managers are getting ready for what's expected to be more warm and dry weather through the spring. The federal drought map shows conditions worsening over portions of New Mexico and Arizona. All of Nevada and Utah are affected by some level of drought as well. The drought map shows Oklahoma setting up for what looks to be the worst drought conditions in the U.S. The Panhandle is an area dominated by agriculture, and the amount of land that's under exceptional drought has more than doubled in size. Cole Perryman of the Oklahoma Water Resources Board says they're in the irrigation period, but it would be really fantastic to get some precipitation out of those areas. Crop conditions in the drought-plagued areas are declining as extreme drought spans from Kansas and Oklahoma to California. Three-quarters of winter wheat crop in New Mexico is in poor to very poor condition, as meaningful precipitation has been almost non-existent since last fall. Arizona ranchers are concerned as poor range conditions have left their stock tanks dry. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.